Blog Talk Radio.
Favor in your life, that despite your situation,
and your circumstances. God is blessing you. God is giving you everything you stand in need of, and you are already blessed. Well, good evening, my brothers and sisters. We bring you Jesus' joy and the peace and grace and mercy of God. We are so appreciative for you joining us here for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Willie J. Van Jr. I am so thankful that you have decided to come and join me here for another night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so grateful and so thankful to Omega Ministry Group for allowing us to partner with them with the Reconciliation Ministries. We are small in number, but great in effort. We are so thankful for, again, the leadership of Omega Ministry Group, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, Reverend Elder Tammy Storr. And we thank the Lord for all those who partner up with Omega Ministry Group. Again, we thank God. We are the studio in the traveling studio, just leaving work on our way home. But despite us not being stationary, we are thankful that God has granted us the opportunity and the technology to still be able to come and be a part of this ministry. Well, without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. So we are going to pray and ask God's favor to be with us this evening. And will you join me in prayer? Lord God, we thank you. Before we even ask of anything, we just want to say thank you again for what you've done and how you've done it. Lord God, we don't question you. Though we might not totally understand, we still yet trust in you. Lord God, we pray that you will bring forth grace and mercy in our lives, and we ask that you will allow your Holy Spirit to rule and reign with us. We thank you for the opportunity just to come and share with you. Lord God, we are so grateful. We now pray that your word will manifest in our lives. We pray, Lord God, that you will bring healing to those who are sick and shut in. I'm specifically asking for prayer for Sister Vicky Parker and for Reverend Dwayne G. Parker. There is no disease that's bigger than you, God. We understand what you've done for us, and you've granted us healing. So, Lord God, we boldly come to you, requesting that your healing be brought forth, that the physical healing will manifest in her life, and that you will continue to bless him and grant him the desires of his heart. I ask that you continue to bless my brother, Warren Van, continue to heal him. Continue to heal my mother, Eleanor Van, Elder Eleanor Van. And for all those who might be sick and shut in, bless those who might be mourning during this time of the year. God, we thank you that it is now December. And you have blessed us and taken care of us throughout this year. Lord God, we give you honor, we give you praise, for we love you, we adore you, and we magnify the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me just express to you again, if you want to, you have a comment, you have a criticism, you have comment, criticism, or concern, or just a question, you can press 1 on your phone, and I will still be able to acknowledge you. If you are listening to the rebroadcast, then we are asking you, you can get in contact with us by way of email. You can email us at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. And I will respond to your email. Tonight, we're going to discuss about being debt free, or AKA you can't pay the price. We understand that during this time of the year, there will be a lot of people who will go out and overspend during this Advent season, this Christmas season, and they will find themselves come January, probably January the 5th, when that credit card bill comes in, they will find themselves looking at all the debt that they acquired just in the last 30 days. People will look at this debt and wonder, what did they purchase? What did they buy? And then there will be some that will look at what they bought, and they will ask themselves, did I really need to buy that? Was I buying that to show off to somebody? Did I buy that to pay for somebody for their affection? Did I spend that to impress somebody? They'll look back. And some will look back even and look at some of the stuff that they bought. And it might not even be working anymore. I mean, the children have played with it. They run it all over the floor. It doesn't work. And you know that when you bought it, it was working. And the only thing that's different is your child has played with it. So you know that it must have been your child who offended you, who did not respect what you did them. So we got to get to the place that we are not so caught up in the materialistic mindset of the Christmas season. That Jesus is the only reason for the season. It's not about the gifts, but it's about the gift that God gave us. Now, one thing that I want to share with you, Deuteronomy 15, 1 through 8, it describes how the Israelites were supposed to deal with each other when it came to debt. I mean, I know you might not want to believe it, but there were some white people that was in debt. So we need to look at and say to ourselves, wow, what kind of system, what kind of financial system did the nation of Israel have? In the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, in the 15th chapter, that's right, of Deuteronomy, it talks about how after 7 years, if a man owes you and he is still in debt to you, that you must forgive his debt after 7 years. Now, this was supposed to be done every 7 years. If someone has borrowed something from you, you are supposed to forgive them. Now, in the state of California, it used to be law that that adults used to have to pay for their children's court fees and restitution. And they just recently passed a law. If you can bring proof that a certain amount of money, that your debt will be forgiven. I mean, just imagine you had school loans and you've been paying on these, you went to college, you've been paying on these school loans, and then all of a sudden, you get a bill, and instead of showing what you owe, it was paid in full. So we need to get to the place that, one, we can receive the gift of God. I can only imagine the tests that you go through each and every day. So, let us always remember that though Deuteronomy is speaking of a financial freeness, God turns around and increases what he's already started. So he starts to tell people, don't worry about that debt. I've already paid it. And I know you got to imagine what that gift is. So it's important for us to always remember so when we look at this debt, someone who has come and when you look at these people out in California and these people of Israel, just imagine your son, your baby boy. And I know, just as back in the day when I was raised and I said something to my mother, slit, and she popped me in the mouth. So we got to get to the place we thinking, okay, what we're going to do is just wipe it clean. And just think about the relief that people have when you can wipe away their debt. I mean, just imagine so it's important that we make sure that we don't carry anybody's burden or nor do we try to carry anybody's I'm trying to think of, it'll come back to me. Just think about, as a parent, you might have a child that you know done wrong, but there's no way that he could have or she could have done this. So you think about the fact that, hey, now I ought to be living easy. I ought to be enjoying life. But how can I enjoy life when I have these lingering bills? How can I really enjoy life because I go away and I come back? So my question to you, or one of my first questions is, can you forgive somebody for what they owe you? I mean, can you? Can you really just say, I know that person done me wrong. I know I know that, yeah, somebody owe you money and you want to collect. And I know you almost like me back in the day. When somebody owed you money, you went and collected it. And if they did not have the money, then usually you give them some sort of warning sign. So, the choice is always yours. Do you go ahead and press somebody out for the little bit of money that they owe you? So it is important for you to be submissive to the will of God and hear his voice. Amen. Just almost near the house. So my question to you is, when will you forgive that person that owes you money? It's important that we submit always to the will of God. And we see here now, which is Old Testament. Let me just put that out there, because for some of you all that might be Bible scholars, that might say first, but I really mean the New Testament. Well, excuse me. It is important just as it is important for us to receive salvation and lordship. I mean, a lot of times we will A lot of times we'll see things and we'll see people. And it is going to be imperative, because you just don't know what that person is dealing with. Here recently, I've heard of several people like it was like seven or eight or person so it's important to me to share with you the wisdom and knowledge that God has given me. Yes, it's time. It is important for us to go ahead and decide and say to the world, Why don't you just come and obey me as I've obeyed the Father? It is important for us to say to you, you don't have to have this way down feeling of heaviness, because Christ paid the ultimate price. Now again, I know that Deuteronomy chapter 15 deals with the forgiveness of a debt. But we ultimately have to realize that God was and still is beneficial. We got to give it to him. Jesus said that he would be our burden bearer, meaning that he will help. We are to lift our burdens and put it on him. So my question to you, are you going to allow God to bless you by blessing somebody else? So many times, people say they help you out, so it's important, and we got to go, and we got to accept the forgiveness that God has provided for us. We got to believe and say, God, we trust in you. We believe in you. And we know that without a shadow of a doubt, that you are Lord over our lives. So it's important for us to say, you know what, my brother, you know what, my sister? I know you owe me, and you know you owe me. But I would rather give you the opportunity to receive this forgiveness of debt, just like God forgave me of my debt of sin. And the wonderful thing about it is, that forgiveness that God offers us is not fickle or two-way. Have you ever had and you borrowed some money from somebody and they wanted interest? So it is important for us to do that, to remember, and yet still say, thank you, God. I trust in you. you forgiving me of my sins. And just like you forgive me of my sins, I forgive this person who owes me. All right, let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight's lesson. We understand that though Deuteronomy 15, 1 through 8 deals with a financial debt, then we can also translate that into a physical debt. So it's about us understanding, Father, that we want to always exemplify you in our walk, in our talk, in everything we do. We always want to honor you. We thank you, Father. You've been so good to us. And Lord God, let us be patient. Give us the wisdom to choose the right words and the right things to do. Lord God, help us so we can be a help to somebody else. Bless us so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Amen, my brothers and sisters. We have a couple minutes. Is there one who would like to share? You can press 1 on your phone for those who are live. And for those who are on the rebroadcast, you can email me at jvan91@yahoo.com. Is there one? Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for his word. We thank God for the capability just for forgiveness of sin. And we are so appreciative that God does forgive us. We thank God for you and you and you. I'm trying to pull up a song right now. Just a song that I want to play. Now I'm having technical difficulties. I tell you what. Again, I'm soliciting prayers for Vicky Parker, the wife of Dwayne G. Parker, my former pastor. I got a phone call about his wife. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. But we understand that there is nothing too big for her. So let us continue to, this song, come on now. Having a little difficulty. That's not it. I'm sorry, my brothers and sisters. We're going to play this song, and we pray that you have a blessed week. Here you go.